KSL News Time now, 8:49, another check of triple team traffic on this Thursday, and we start with you, Andy Farnsworth.
Well, we start with delays on I-15 as they've been all morning. Started with a crash earlier this morning in South Salt Lake that's been cleaned up, but we never really recovered all the way from the slowdowns. Your KSL travel time from Bluffdale to downtown Salt Lake is now around 40 minutes and starting to decrease, so that's a little bit of an improvement for those of you just getting ready to join the freeway somewhere in Sandy, South Jordan, West Jordan, or Murray. At the West Belt, you're clear of delay, but 215 South End backed up going over towards Union Park, or from Union Park, pardon me, to the east side belt. Eric Butler.
And now you got a report of an accident on I-80 eastbound at Foothill Drive exit. That's a typical spot where accidents happen. And you get onto Foothill, that's also slow heading up towards the University of Utah. Down in Utah County, things are finally back to normal as you head northbound from Provo up to Point of the Mountain. No accidents or delays. Lynn?
Rolling on with a smoother drive from Ogden to Farmington in about 20 minutes and then a little slower from Woods Cross to North Salt Lake where crews are working on a crash at 600 North on the right side. If you're heading up to Ogden and you're going to Weber State University, Harrison Boulevard is slow in either direction right there. Public notice, huge piano liquidation. Don't miss this opportunity to save thousands. 3 days only, Thursday through Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. at Southtown Expo Center. Every piano must go. No reasonable offer refused. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.